Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Clauser of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Clauser, welcome to this report to your constituents. The House Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee will be meeting next week in Harrisburg, and they're going to be dealing with a topic that's really important to dairy farmers across Pennsylvania, something that you've particularly focused on in the last month or so, and it has to do with the transport of milk. What's going on here?
Well, as chairman of the committee, doing all that we can for Pennsylvania dairy farmers is a top priority, and an issue that came to light over the winter was the governor's disaster emergency declaration, whereby commercial vehicles were banned from the highways and its impact on Pennsylvania dairy farmers and milk haulers. Milk is unique in that cows continue to produce it no matter what the weather is. So a commercial vehicle ban whereby milk trucks cannot get out to the farm is very problematic because the dairy farmer who's already struggling, we know that the challenges farmers are facing right now, were faced with a situation whereby if the milk truck couldn't make it out to the farm, they had to dump the tank and get rid of the milk because the cows are going to continue producing and there has to be a place to put the milk. House Bill 915 that I have sponsored would exempt milk trucks from any future bans that the governor might put in place, all with the focus on helping Pennsylvania dairy farmers. The committee is going to be holding a public meeting on Wednesday, April 10th, in Room 60 of the East Wing at the State Capitol to receive testimony from farmers, from those in the milk hauling industry, and from the administration on this topic. And barring any technical difficulties, the meeting will be streamed live at my website at repcauser.com starting at 9 a.m.
And you very recently held a town hall meeting in Cameron County. What are some of the issues that were discussed?
Well, we had a full house at our town hall meeting in Emporium. It was a great event with a great attendance, talking about a wide range of issues from the state budget to the natural gas impact fee and what the governor's pushing for with a severance tax to the governor's request for a minimum wage increase, concerns with Philadelphia Democrats pushing forward with gun control legislation to welfare reform. So a wide range of topics, but as I said, a great opportunity to provide an update from my perspective on things going on in Harrisburg, and also to get feedback from folks on issues of importance to them. Town hall meetings are something that I certainly enjoy doing, and it's a great opportunity to talk with folks and answer their questions about issues relating to state government.
And of course, Pennsylvania depends on volunteer fire and EMS companies to help keep their communities safe. I know this is something that's of special concern to you, and I understand there was a meeting recently held in the state capitol to talk about some of the issues that they face. Give us some of the details.
Well, supporting our emergency services personnel is a top priority. In the last session, we made some progress with my legislation to boost Medicaid reimbursements for emergency medical services, and also legislation that we adopted to require insurance companies to reimburse EMS companies for treatment, regardless of whether they transport the patient to a hospital. But I will tell you, there's much more we need to do for our struggling fire and emergency medical service organizations across the state. And this week, the House and Senate Veterans Affairs and Emergency Preparedness Committees held an informational meeting to discuss recommendations put forth by the Senate Resolution 6 Commission that the legislature created last year. The commission came forward with a very detailed report that made over two dozen recommendations to the legislature of things that we could do to help fire and EMS companies. And the committees are looking at those recommendations in depth as we move forward with legislation that we think will help fire and EMS agencies. So there's much more work to be done, and we're going to continue working on these issues.
You also have an event coming up for veterans in your area. What do they need to know?
The McKean County Community Veteran Engagement Board is hosting a Veterans Resource and Job Fair. This is going to be held on Tuesday, April 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford in the McDowell Fieldhouse. This is an excellent opportunity for veterans and their families to come out and talk with a wide range of different agencies, all with the focus of helping veterans. So I would encourage folks to come out to the Veterans Fair on Tuesday, April 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford.
Representative Clauser, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Clauser.